Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. John Sheridan, founder of Sheridan Business Enterprises. He works with businesses in the $1 million to $30 million range who need to systemize their business to keep on growing. Mr. Sheridan, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. It's great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Good to have you out, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what are the 9 systems to master so you can build a business that runs by itself? Who wouldn't want that?
Well, these are the 9 systems that any entrepreneur needs to understand and put in place if they're going to break through and get to that next level. And they're broken down into 3 main groups. First thing we need to do is find and keep customers, of course. So the first 3 systems are, what are we doing to generate leads? And then secondly, how do we convert those leads into paying customers? And then the third one is, once we get them, how do we keep them? So it's the retention systems. So those are the first 3. The next 3 have to do with your team. And the number one player on your team is you, the owner entrepreneur. So what are the systems that you use to manage yourself? How do we master those? And then how do we enforce and build the culture that you need to get the results you want? So that's the second system in that group. And then third is the team itself. How do we manage their performance? And that means, how do we choose the people we want? How do we onboard them, train them, develop them, incentivize them, compensate them, et cetera? So those are the 3 that are related to the team. And then the next 3 have to do with, how do you direct and control the action? That would be, first, knowing your numbers, so the financial systems, of course. Second is, how do you actually create value, the repeatable processes that you use to create your customer experience with consistency and quality? And then third, what are the systems in place to actually manage the execution? That's what ties it all together. And the key here is, they all have to be in balance, right? If you get them all right, there's not one that's more important than the other, but all 3 have to work together to get the growth, the cash flow, and the freedom you want.
Now, from what you've seen and your experience, what holds back business owners typically who work hard and don't get what they want out of their business?
Well, that's a great question, because it's not just hard work. Right, we all know business owners who work really, really hard, but really just don't get beyond a certain level. So hard work alone is not the cure. Although that's not what we're taught, we believe that if you work harder, you just get better results. But it's much more than that, because once your business reaches a certain size, unless you have the systems in place, the problems are just going to increase. They're just going to get more and more of them. But it's not just that. As you build your business, complexity creeps in, and complexity is the enemy of profit. So it's not just that there's more problems, but they're more difficult ones. So even though you might get really good at putting out fires, you're just going to run out of time. So what's holding you back really is, there's no leverage. That's really it. It's not for lack of desire or effort. It's, how do you get that leverage? And the way to fix that is really 2 things. One, of course, is great people, but 2 is, it's really great systems. That's how you're going to break through.
I definitely would agree with you there. Now, what are the 4 roles business owners must adapt so they can build a business that doesn't depend on the owner doing everything?
Well, when you think about it, when you first start out, you're playing the role of a technician, right? It's the actual thing that you do that starts the business. But sooner or later, you got to hire some people. So your role changes from that of a technician to a manager of people. And that requires a new set of skills, a new pressures on your time, away from being a technician and more toward helping other people do what they need to do. But there's a limit to all this. And you know, if you're successful and the business grows, you're going to have to start to delegate some of that management. So again, your role is going to shift again from a manager of people to a manager of managers. You're going to have to empower some other people to make those decisions that you're doing, and at least help do a part of your job. And that's going to enable your growth to continue a little bit, but eventually, again, the capacity question is going to come into play, and you're going to have to adapt to become a leader of managers. So you're shifting from a manager of managers to a leader of manager, which really means you're really far away from where you began in terms of being a technician. And now your time is really mostly focused on leading and developing other managers. So, you know, to make that transition, the ones who are successful in doing it and continue to grow are the ones who can adapt to each of those roles, the ones who have a growth mindset and can learn those new skills. None of these are born naturally to you, but they are things that can be learned if you want to learn them. So those are the four different roles that you're going to encounter if you want to continue to grow your business.
Certainly do appreciate your insight and input here so far today. Really appreciate it. Today we are speaking with Mr. John Sheridan, founder of Sheridan Business Enterprises, who works with businesses in the $1 million to $30 million ranges who need to systemize their business to keep growing here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Sheridan, what do business owners need to learn and what to let go of as their business does grow?
Well, it's a great question because as we just described, your roles are going to change. There's certain skills that go along with those roles, right? So when you're in a comfort zone, so to speak, of crisis management or doing everything yourself, you know, there's a tendency to keep doing that out of habit. So when you're first starting out, of course, you have to do these things. It's not that they're the wrong things to do, but you get really good at putting out fires, for example, or you get really good at becoming the rainmaker, the sole rainmaker sometimes. And you get on a cycle of make and sell. You go sell until you get a lot of work, and then it's focusing on the making until all of a sudden you realize, oh, we need more sales, and it goes back and forth that way. So doing everything is one of the things you have to let go of. You have to let go of being the sole rainmaker. You have to let go of this idea that crisis management is the only way to move your business forward. And as I said, these are things that probably served you well at the beginning, but eventually they're going to start to work against you, and we have to break those habits. So we want to move away from a reactive approach to a proactive approach. So you're going to need to learn a few things, and those are going to be things like managing other people, as we just described before, and that's, you know, learning the skill of delegation. And I'm sure your listeners are thinking, well, I know I can do it faster myself than teach someone else. But if you take that approach, you're just going to be doomed to repeating that forever. So learning how to do that is key, and learning how to hold other people accountable. But there's also things like planning, like predicting, so that you can take the hills and valleys out of the business. And, of course, building the system. So you have to get good at some of those things in order to become proactive, to make that shift from reactive to a proactive approach and get in front of these things to continue your growth.
Now, touching on business culture, I know it certainly is important. How does culture work and how does it affect one's business results?
That's a great question because, you know, the question of culture is kind of abstract to a lot of owners. It's a little bit difficult to nail down. A lot of people think if they have free coffee and maybe lunch on Fridays that that's culture, but it's really not that at all. When you think about your organization, it's a community, right? And like any community, it has norms. It has group expectations of behaviors, in other words. And a lot of this is supported by peer pressure. And so you can think of it as a system of customs or patterns of practices or behaviors that are built over time. And so these norms can be spoken or those norms can be unspoken. Unspoken meaning if I see other people do it, then I think I can do it, versus the more spoken or explicit ones that are formal systems like, you know, how a bonus is paid, for example. So it's important to understand this because it's those norms that guide your team's attitudes, they guide their thinking, and they guide the decisions that they're making, right? And it's those attitudes and that thinking and those decisions that they're making that drive their behaviors. And of course, a lot of behaviors we have are habitual. So it's these habitual behaviors that, of course, are going to produce the results that they get. So if you're taking a look at your results from your team and you're not happy, work your way backwards through that. Okay. If the results are not satisfactory, what are the behaviors that are driving? Okay. And then dig deeper and say, okay, what are the attitudes, the thinking, the decisions that are driving those behaviors? And those are probably coming, again, from the norms. So we have to attack those norms. And that means defining them in the way that you want them, as opposed to the way they just happen to develop as you brought people into the organization. So it's really making more clear what those norms are, both in a spoken way and an unspoken way, to affect the culture in the direction you want it to go in. That's really what's going to ultimately drive the results that you want to get. It's a great question.
And certainly a great response, and really appreciate your expertise and information shared here and time with us here today on the program. Before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Sure. I guess when you get overwhelmed, it's difficult to take a step back. So I'd encourage you to take a step back and ask yourself, do I have great people? Do I have great systems? Because if you're hitting that wall, that's probably where it's coming from. And so stop and think, and you'll figure it out.
And certainly a great place to conclude today. And again, thanks for all the information. Mr. Sheridan, if listeners wanted to get more information on yourself or Sheridan Business Enterprises, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, you can check out my book on Amazon. It's called The Perfect Business. It's easy to find. Or if you want to get a free chapter, you can head right over to johnsheridan.com, and there's a place there where you can get a free chapter. So I'd love to hear from you.
And that certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Sheridan, all the best. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's great having been with you, Eric. Thanks.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. John Sheridan, founder of Sheridan Business Enterprises, who works with businesses in the $1 million to $30 million range who needs to systemize their business to keep on growing. And for further details, visit johnsheridan.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.